people, beautiful family. Hello. Doing another episode this Saturday. A little bit under the weather. I'm feeling so much better, but I've got to get some more rest. But I just saw something that caught my attention, and I'm calling on all prayer warriors to lift up Jamaica. Jamaica is a place where there were indigenous people there. Then the Anglo-Saxons came, and when they came, they brought African slaves to Jamaica, and so those people are still there, remnants of the colonial system as well as the African slaves. And there's a powerful story, I'm going to put the link in the description box, make sure you watch it, about a new resort that has been built in Jamaica. And the people there, the indigenous people of Jamaica, are not able to access their own beaches. And they're not able to benefit from tourism. And this goes back to what I was saying about our people. We will throw, my heart grieves, oh my goodness, my heart grieves. We will throw the little people, or who we think are the little people, away for money. It goes back to a very powerful teaching that the love of money is the root of all evil. When you love money more than you love God, more than you value your soul, and you don't understand that what does it profit us to gain all of these material things and to lose our soul? The kingdom of God is the people. The people on this earth are the kingdom, and the least of these have a very special place in God's heart. And many of them are poor because of generational things. There's so many complex things. But you know, when I study the Holy Bible, something that I noticed about the life of Jesus, Jesus did not just say, I can't bless you because of this, or you did this and I can't bless you. He just blessed people. He just healed people. He opened blinded eyes. He fed people. He didn't say, you know, he didn't lecture them about how you got to this place. And we have to understand that God wants his people just to be blessed. And he does that through human beings. You see, God gives us all free will. It is the will to do right. It is the will to do wrong, because he distinguishes himself from gangsters. He's a gentleman. And we need people in leadership positions to make the choice to be inclusive. I'm all for, you know, I'm a business owner. You all know this. And my daughter often jokes I'm a real capitalist and all this. I do believe in more capitalism. But I also understand that when you're trying to grow a business, you can't cut down the people that have nothing in order to build your business. And it's just people who are already rich getting richer, and the people who are already poor and are suffering are getting poor. So in Jamaica, I'm going to put the link in the description box, this new resort has stopped people who have been living on this land for decades to be able to have access to fishing, to be able to sell things. And everything they do empowers the people who have the power to be richer. That is evil and that is wrong. And I'm asking for my prayer warrior. You know how I've always taught you all, when something is bigger than yourself, you have to let our big God, who sits high and looks low, you have to let him move. He will move. If the voices of his people cry out to him, God will move in ways that you would never imagine or think. And all we have to do is ask God to move. If, you know, if people want to do right, I say that if you got the money, you got the money so that you can empower the people who don't. So what is happening there? There are people who are vendors. They're just trying to survive. They can't compete with these multi-million dollar corporations and these systems that are set up to keep them out. And we see this happening over and over all around the world, especially in the African diaspora. And my heart just aches. I want to just stop by. I'm going to put a link to the description in the description box to a story that was done by a media outlet here in Atlanta and watch that and pray. Pray for God to help empower and the people and enable the people who are the least of these to be able to share the wealth with those who already are filthy rich. It blows me away the level of cutthroat evil. It's 2024. It's never going to stop until we change people's hearts. There is a way to everybody to be happy. Like I said in my last episode, everybody in Nigeria ought to be wealthy because of all the oil and all the minerals. But they're letting people from the outside come in instead of doing it the opposite, being able to hire the people on the inside and selling their minerals to the outside. And that's how the wealth is shared. It's such a simple economic system, and it blows my mind, but it's spiritual. Again, y'all, pray. Now, I don't tell God how to do things. My prayer is always, if people are going to do evil to people who are poor, who are helpless, who are defenseless, Lord, disable and disempower them. How God does this is how he does it. But you got to pray. Please pray for Jamaica. These are people who are part of the African diaspora. Some of them don't have anything. I don't know much about Jamaica. Like, I don't know overall, are there any people from African descent who are also wealthy? I know that it's an island. I know that tourism is a big deal. People go there, they visit. I want to go there and visit. And people make money through tourism. My thing is, everybody ought to make money through tourism. The blood and the sweat and the tears of African people and their descendants have been in that part of the world for hundreds of years. Evil has to stop. Economic evil, whatever kind of evil, it has to stop, and it stops today. I know that many of you listen to this podcast. You are powerful prayer warriors. And no, we may not have a lot. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of power in the world of power. And all of it's pseudo power anyway. It's quasi power anyway, because we can't really do anything. But we do have spiritual power. And I think we forget that. And we need to pray for our people who are suffering. There are people who are living in shacks, and their families have toiled and labored, and the system is set up where they can't get a break. And all I'm asking God to do is to help them to get a break. Share the wealth with these people all over the world, the people that don't have anything. Give them a chance. And this is, you know, and you see it's greed. It's everything that scriptures talk about, because it's the greed. It is the gluttony for money, where you can't, you know, you're already a billionaire. You would think, well, okay, if I give a million to help people who don't have anything and help them to grow, we all happy. If you happy, everybody's better, everybody got their needs met. But it is greed. It's all those seven deadly sins that are causing people to suffer needlessly. God has put some people in charge. What they do with that power is on them. God has given them an opportunity to do the right thing. Pray that they will do the right thing. Pray that they will care about those who are hungry, those who are naked, those who need shelter, those who need education, those who need an opportunity. When you already have, you lose nothing by helping other people. And that's what God wants for us to do. And that's the choice that he has given man. You're either going to live on earth and be tormented and then lose your soul. Even if you have nice things, you're living in a nice house or you have nice cars. And as I said in my last episode, you can only drive one car at a time. You can only wear one pair of shoes at a time. You can only live and sleep in one bed at a time. And all of this excess to greed and just the gluttony of it is so disturbing, but it doesn't have to be this way. So I'm coming on here on Bad Thought Therapy, asking prayer warriors to join me, that we will pray for people's sick minds to be healed, that they will understand that God cares about his people and they need to repent now. You must help the poor. You must find a way to empower them. As an educator, one of the things that I teach my students, you have the power to create. Instead of crying, you have to create. What's so amazing to me is there's so many ways that we can resolve some of the problems that we have in our society without just giving people things, but empowering them to be able to create their own wealth, their own health, their own joy, whatever. And we don't even do it. It's like, it's so easy to do because you got somebody that got everything and you got people that don't have anything. And it's so simple to give, and it shall be given unto you. And even if you gave a little, you know, if you got a whole lot and you give a little, you're not going to miss it. But we got to pray. So I'm going to put this article in the description box about what's happening in Jamaica. What I'm doing now, because there's so many things to pray for, and I watch a lot of international news, I keep a prayer book now. And I write these things down in my prayer book, different things that I see happening, different things in my own personal life. And when I pray for whatever is in that book. So Jamaica is now in the book. And I want you all to join me in praying, because these people, they're part of the African diaspora. Some of them probably are dealing with generational poverty and how to break that cycle. I don't think it's that complicated. I think there are ways that wealth can be shared, and it's a win-win situation. Wealth can be shared. I'm going to say that again 3 times. And it can be a win-win situation. Wealth can be shared. It is evil for just a few select people to have all the wealth and the opportunity when they can help other people and empower them and enable them to do for themselves. And so it is because of greed. It is because of selfishness. It's because of narcissism, all the things that are anti-God. Because again, when I talk about these issues, it all goes back to where a person's heart and mind is as it relates to the Most High God. I'm talking about the one that made the sun and the moon and the stars. And they don't realize they can gain all these material things. They can have more wealth, but their souls. And I don't play with this. I wish people would stop playing with this. Stop playing with it, because you have a chance to do what is right. So I'm asking you all to pray for what's happening in Jamaica. People can have access to the beach. People can have access to more opportunities because of, you know, tourism is helping people. They can have nice things too. These rich people, you already got it. Help other people to get it. That's what it's all about. So pray, brothers and sisters, my beloved brothers and sisters who are part of the Bad Thought Therapy family. Pray, number one, that minds and hearts are healed. Because that's where it all begins. It's about a mindset. Some people just, I don't know, I'm not even going to try to analyze it too deeply. But it's almost like it is a sickness where they have no regard or no thought for anybody. And the least of these are the last people on their minds. But cry out. Let God's people cry out on behalf of our brothers and sisters in the beautiful island of Jamaica, and pray that they will be empowered. They will be enabled. They will be able to do what they need to do, whether it's fishing, whether it's being vendors. Some people just want to make an honest living. They just want to get up in the morning, and they're not even inspired. They're not aspiring to be wealthy. They're aspiring to just take care. Oh my goodness, it hurts. Their basic needs. And they're already disadvantaged. And you have people that would put their knee on their necks to keep them down just so they can have what? A bigger house? Another house? Their fifth house? Their fifth car? That's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. And when you cry out to God about something that's just straight up wrong, God is going to answer. And we will see the praise report. Just like what happened in Nigeria, I had been praying and praying and praying, Lord, I'm a teacher. And I kept thinking about those children being stolen from their schools, these innocent children. that are just innocent. They just want to go to school and learn and pray, play and talk with their friends. And to know that, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody would just take them away from their families and abuse them. It breaks my heart. And that doesn't have to happen. The enemy, he twists, I'm sorry, y'all, the minds of men. He twists their minds, and they no longer can see evil for evil and good for good, or they no longer even care. They are so consumed with evil, and evil, all it does is hurt. It kills, it steals, it destroys. And I ask you all to join me in praying. There's a way to live without hurting people. Now, I know we all make mistakes. I know we fall short. We might say something. But there's some things you just know are wrong. To take innocent children from their schools and their homes and their families and abuse them. Heavenly Father, we ask. No, Heavenly Father, we ask that you protect the children. You said, Heavenly Father, that if anybody hurts our children, it is better that a millstone be cast around their neck and thrown into the sea. And Lord, I know you've given people free will, and that's why so many of our people have chosen to go another way. But Lord, right now, in the almighty name of Jesus, right now in the almighty name of Jesus, I ask that you stop, you disempower and you disable anyone who is intentionally and maliciously trying to hurt our most valuable resource, our children. Heavenly Father, stop them from hurting our children. Stop them from hurting the innocent, the people who are already the least of these. You know, it amazes me. I've been a teacher in the inner city now for a while, and I remember seeing this news article years ago, and it was like some people got on the bus and they robbed like some old ladies and some people. And I got so outraged because I'm like, you're robbing people on the bus. They don't even have a car. They're making minimum wage. And you knuckleheads get on the bus and you rob those people. And it's just so, like, again, you know, the end, and I know what it is, it's spiritual. See, and I'm talking about the people, but really it's not the people, it's Satan. It's spirit. Our enemy is not a person, it's the devil, it's spiritual. And what we have to do is we have to pray for God to move and for those people to be healed. And I want to say a special prayer for those people. I know some people believe that certain people cannot be redeemed. But I believe with the power of God and Jesus that dwells within me, that all people can be redeemed. If they will stop resisting the light of God, if they will submit to the Most High God, they will know that God would never, ever, ever want them to harm children, to harm women, and that they don't have to do that. There is no reason whatsoever. And we have to pray for those people that continue to do this, that their minds are healed from whatever demonic force that has overtaken them, that causes them to want to hurt people that don't even have anything already, that are defenseless, and what they should be doing, this is what hurts, they should be protecting the children, protecting the women. And then, this is the thing, women would want to be with, they wouldn't have to force and violate, because women would want to be with the men that protect them, that do everything they can to provide for them, to love them, to honor them. And it's a sickness, because it's the enemy, y'all, it's the enemy. And I know I'm getting a little emotional, but I saw in the news that some of the children, oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus, had been released. Oh my goodness, thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. We must continue to pray. Sometimes you don't have a voice, you don't have a way to say things. You know, you just don't really have a lot, and that's okay. We have enough. We have Jesus. We have Yeshua, HaMashiach. We have the Messiah, and we must pray continually. We must pray. We must continue to cry out that our men will be healed, because ultimately, that's what the problem is, and it's about power. You see, there's something in us as humans, we want to be powerful, and we don't understand that real power comes when we release, ooh, my goodness, the desire to be in power. When we let God have the power in us, we will become more powerful than we could ever imagine or think. But it's a trick, because people don't understand that natural desire for power. They think, many, if you're not with God, you'll think that it's about control. It's about being in control. But real power is about a position of authority where you help others. That's why you're given power, not so that you can oppress, not so that you can rape, not so that you can kidnap children, not so that you can keep poor people down, not so that you can disempower the least of these. But when you have a position of authority, you're given that position so that you can uplift, so that you can provide for, so that you can protect, so that you can honor and love. And that's what makes you more powerful than you could ever think. Rather than using force and control and oppression and violence and fear, you don't really have power. What you have are people who have to keep it secret, that they think you're a monster, that you're not even human, because that's the way you're acting, like a demon incarnate. And so they don't realize, let me just say this, and I'm going to get off. I've been teaching for over 30 years, and my principal is like the best person that I have ever worked with in my whole career. And what it is that she understands what power is. She is not micromanaging us. She is not trying to control us. What she's saying is that, here, whatever you need to be an effective teacher, I'm going to give it to you. So you need this thing in your room. You need this file cabinet. You need these markers. You need this machine, whatever it is. You need this software program, whatever you need. And that's what she uses her position of leadership for. It is to help us be enabled to teach the children, to nurture them. She's made it so that the culture is where we're not that stressed. I mean, it is a hard place to work, because it's a small school. We have multiple preps. I have 4 different classes. But it's not like I can't manage that, because the energy and the spirit is so beautiful that I want to get up. I want to go to work. I want to actually rest so that I don't miss work on Monday. I'm under the weather. But that's power, because I will stand up in front of anybody and I will defend her. That's power, because she has been so empowering to us and kind to us as teachers. And anybody who works at that school, and they work somewhere else, they'd be like, ooh, you can't pay me to leave. You have to drag me out of the building. And it's true. There was another young teacher, and I met her years ago at another school when she first started her career. And she said they were going to move our principal. And she said she wasn't going to even stay at the school. She said, I was getting ready to get my resume and dust off my resume and go somewhere else. But they fought for her to stay at our school. That's power. I wish, and I know God can do it. God, we pray, because there is nothing too great for you, that you free these men's minds that are so filled with darkness. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to take your filthy, dirty hands off of these men that could have so much power they desire for, by protecting women, by protecting our children, not hurting them, not kidnapping them, and making them be away from the people that love them and care for them, not mistreating them and violating them. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that men will be healed, their twisted minds, the crooked minds will be made straight, and that Satan will be forced to take his hands. They will resist Satan. Oh, they will resist Satan in the name of Jesus. And they will walk towards the light. And in Jesus' name, amen. We declare it. Y'all, I'm going to be looking out. I'm going to keep looking for the news, because I saw the praise report. And I meant to do a podcast, but I was so over, you know, had a lot of stuff to do. But God answered that prayer. Y'all don't understand how much I pray, okay? We got to pray. That's all I got. I ain't got no money. I don't have a lot of material possessions, but I know the Lord is real. And that's what I want you to understand. So keep praying. Pray for Jamaica. Pray for the motherland. Pray for Mother Africa, where we all life began. There, where the Garden of Eden is there. Pray that people are good stewards over the motherland, and that the indigenous people will be righteous. The people with power and money, they will be righteous. So that everybody in Africa, everybody in Nigeria, everybody in Ghana, Togo, wherever you're from, that you are wealthy, because you should be. So just want to put that out there. Y'all got a little emotional. Y'all know I'm real passionate about my children. I'm a teacher. I'm a mother. And I have nephews. I have nieces. And it hurts to see things like this. And it gets to me sometimes. So we have to just stay diligent. Pray for those families that had their children taken away. Some of the children were never returned. Pray for healing, because grief is very, very painful. And not knowing where your child is has to be painful. So just keep praying. God is moving. He's going to keep moving. And this is going to stop. And we have to educate. I just did a podcast on parenting. We got to educate our children on what power is. The more you do for the people, the more power you will have. The more you do to oppress people and violate people, you become a pariah, and people are praying against you. And they can't say it out loud, but they will be praying against you. And your sickness and your early demise is coming. Turn from evil. Repent in the name of Jesus. You have a chance. And if nobody said this to these people, God, believe it or not, even though you've done great evil, God still loves you. He still can heal you before it's too late. You got life in you. You can be healed. So y'all keep praying for them, that they are healed. See, we pray for them to be healed, because once they're healed and the dark shadows come off of them, they can then begin to be the men and the leaders that God has actually called them to be. God has called some of these people to be leaders, but they got it twisted. But y'all, I'm about to run out of time, and I got to get some rest. Y'all know I'm under the weather. Peace and blessings. I love y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.